Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This podcast is brought to you by Homu Casino Resort, the Players' Place.
Ah! Different.
Wasn't expecting that.
It's different. I didn't tell you I was going to do it, but I've been holding on to it for about 24 hours. Now about 18 hours. God! Good morning, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Great to be here this morning and chat with all of you. Had terrible dreams last night. The whole thing. What an absolutely crap day yesterday if you're a San Diego Padres fan. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindl, executive producer of the program. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I saw that you are moved in and you rode your scooter to work, and
yeah!
I'm so happy.
Yeah,
it's,
man.
It's the one thing that made me happy, Benny. And Ben Higgins, quickly, is your neighborhood sports anchor. He joins us as well.
Good morning. It was a no-brainer.
Easy.
Absolutely no-brainer.
I got off the elevator this morning, and we have motion-censored lights in here. And I didn't see Paulie's car, and I'd forgotten. So I walked in. I'm like, who's in our studio? Why is there somebody in our studio? It's 5 o'clock in the morning. Who's in our studio? And then I walked by, and I saw Paulie's scooter in the next studio. I went, oh, yes!
Just parked it in there.
So legit.
God, it's so much fun.
The cool thing is now at commercial breaks, I can go ride Paul's scooter around the building.
I was wondering.
Around the office.
I was surprised. I hadn't seen you take it for a few laps around here.
Oh, it will definitely happen. It will definitely
That's
happen.
That's going to end poorly at some point.
It will. Yeah. It will. Me flipping over a desk, breaking my arm.
Running into a sales
then Paulie,
account exec.
Paulie's going to get the call. Hey, could you not bring your scooter to work, or like
lock it up
at least
chain.
Park it downstairs or something. It's kind of a liability at this point. How about him yesterday when you called in?
Oh,
our boss Adam Klug, he goes, I go,
what was the sequence? I was like, you said, you all right over there?
So I said, everyone is a little on edge with the playoff games coming, right? And he's not making it better. Imagine if you're a baseball player and your manager the whole game is going, and it's just a nervous wreck. And you're already a nervous guy like me. How am I going to respond to that? It's not good. And then I'm like, hey, dude, are you okay? He's like, I'm fine. I'm like, all right, bro. Like, go into a foxhole with Adam. Go into a foxhole. You're sitting there. You've got your guns. You're in the foxhole, and all you hear is, could you not do that? You're like, I mean, you'd be a wreck.
Wait, did you say light the dynamite wick?
Oh, I forgot.
Get out of here.
I lit the wrong one. He made me. He ratcheted up tenfold. To have Paulie back here, immediately I feel better. Immediately feel better about, you know, at least the program of the day. But I certainly don't feel better about yesterday's game. But Paulie, I did want to, listen, 4 hours, we're going to ease into this pain today. We have to. I have to ease into it. I can't just, that's why we call it foreplay. You can't just go in dry. You know what I mean? Right away.
No.
How was your move?
Eh.
Really?
It was good.
Seamless?
I mean,
yeah. Not seamless?
Seamless. Really no issues.
Okay.
I mean,
it's just long.
Long day. Even with movers who absolutely crushed it for
us. Nice.
Yeah. Excellent.
Even with movers, though, you're still moving a lot of things. You're lifting a lot of things. You're walking up 3 flights of stairs several times. Like by the end of the day, I was like,
nightmare.
Oh my God, I'm so tired. I mean, the only downfall was our Wi-Fi router was supposed to be delivered yesterday, and it was not.
Ooh,
it got pushed to today.
Okay,
so I did not have Wi-Fi. We had to set up hotspots. We were just watching like Hulu on our iPads or whatever.
Yeah,
for some entertainment, but. No, everything went pretty well. We just, you know, still a ton of boxes, but just starting to unpack and turn the house into a home.
Yeah, excellent, man. Well, I'm glad you got to do that and get it all done, at least. It's a bit of a load off, right, once you actually
Like, once you got all... Like, when I signed the bill for the movers and they were gone and I shut the door, I was like,
now,
okay, here we go.
Logistically, with your big-ass heavy scooter, do you bring
it's
it up...
that heavy.
Okay.
It's
is
like,
it not...
35, 40 pounds.
You bring it upstairs?
Yeah.
You do? Okay. I was going to think maybe you leave it in the car.
Oh, actually, we have a garage. I leave it in the garage.
Amazing.
Perfect.
Got a garage.
Perfect.
It's like a driving, like I can just flip it up and drive right out.
Any chance you guys would be willing to put a cot in there for your old pal Woodsy? Just for anything, maybe give me the code. Just for any time I need it. If I have like a meeting and I need to go nap somewhere, I can go to my cot.
Yeah.
They come in, I'm on my cot, smoking cigarettes, watching TV.
I'll set you up in the garage. I'll turn it into like a little man cave.
Yeah, Woodsy's.
The Carindle Cave.
The Carindle Cave. That's right.
It's funny. My wife, she's like waiting for the day. Like, she's like thinking about Halloween coming up at the end of the month. She's like, the idea of like Woods coming over and you guys in the other room like working on costumes or something, like doing something before a show. She's like, I love it.
We have a meeting spot. Yes. My wife in the chat, Hannah, says, no, Paul, do not. She also will not give me any of my own, I get no personal space. She has several areas around the house that are her personal spaces. I actually have zero. Our friends got one of those sheds and put it in their backyard.
Like for, a tough shed?
Like, I don't
like
know if it's a tough shed. I think
metal
it, I think
sheds.
It's, I don't think it's metal.
Okay.
I don't think it's plastic like the Fisher-Price ones either, but I think it's there's he has some sort of shed in the backyard that is his personal space. He can go in there. It's a tough shed. He's got a tough shed in his backyard that is his space. Now, I don't have any space. My wife, again, has one. She's one and a half. She's got 2.5 to 3 spaces of her own that I'm forbidden from. I would like some space, so I think a tough shed would be elite. Or
Polly, write down Christmas idea.
Christmas idea. Yeah. Could you imagine? I show him like, how am I supposed to get this thing home?
Merry Christmas, buddy. We got you your own condo.
I need my own space, right?
Funny you say that. Okay, tell me. I did something yesterday. I made a decision with the move.
Uh huh.
Psychopath behavior or genius behavior? Let me know. So we have a 2-bedroom spot.
Mm-hmm.
Our second bedroom is going to be an office.
Right.
Work area, etc. Both bedrooms have nice walk-in closets.
Ooh.
I am taking the office bedroom
using
it, even though I sleep and everything else is in the other room.
A lot of people do that.
That's
I'm
survival.
Walking. She's like, you don't mind walking over? I'm like, absolutely not. I don't care.
It's 4 in the morning. Like,
if
your wife is anything like mine, her stuff will eventually take over anyway. So don't even try.
Because she goes, oh, what side of the closet do you want? I was like, what are you talking about? I was like, I'm just
going to
use the other
one. I'm going to the
I have no problem walking over there to have everything laid out and like all my stuff in one spot.
Your own space. I would actually use that closet as a workstation. I would just open it and live in there.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, because again, I don't have any of my own space. So I would like that very much. But I'm glad you guys got that done. Think about the cot. Tell Megan to think about the cot.
I'll let her know.
All right, let her know. Maybe we finish out the garage.
Once I get Wi-Fi, I'll be able to text you and let you know.
Make it something nice for me, you know. Hang some neon in there. You know, just really turn it into a nice little area for your old pal Woodsy.
So JT in the chat wants to know, and I also want to know. He says, Woodsy, how was it getting the kids out of school to watch the game yesterday? That was your plan. You talked about it on the air. Going to give them a little surprise, take them out early so they could watch baseball. But that meant you were watching that Padres game with your 2 small children. What?
It was horrible. Are you kidding? It was the
Sorry.
It was the legitimately one of the worst things I've ever done and one of the worst ideas I've ever had. So,
is that because the game went the way it did? Or
no, it's because
it didn't
of
matter.
My children.
Okay.
Straight up 100% because of the children that are mine.
I hit the wall yesterday at the in the move. The movers were done with us at about 1 o'clock, I think it was.
Yeah.
12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. I was cashed by 2 o'clock, and I'm watching the game still on my phone. No Wi-Fi, couldn't hook it up to the TV even. Would you have rather been moving?
Yes.
Wow.
I would have rather been at the dentist.
Watching rather, on that TV up on the ceiling?
I would have rather drank the colonoscopy juice. I would have rather attempted to put a new transmission in my car. I would have rather dug up an old stump in the yard. Right? Yeah. I would have. There's. Go pick up my youngest. So excited. I laid it out for him in the car on the drive home. This is what's happening. Do you understand? Yes. Okay. Go pick up the oldest. Hey, bud, heard you're very excited. I'm excited as well. This is what's happening. Do you understand? Yes. The minute we get home, the very second we get home.
Game hasn't even started yet.
The Guardians game is on.
Yeah.
So I watched 12 hours straight of baseball. I did not move from my home. I did not go outside. I watched baseball, which was my whole intent. I forewent the entire place to myself till 4 o'clock. Then Bo had soccer practice. And then Taylor had music. I honestly could have gone 10:30 to 5:30 solo. But because I got a text from my friend Billy that shamed me into doing this, we walk in the door. I put the game on. Within 2 seconds of being home, I want to go ride my bike. I go, no. How long do I have to nap? I go, it's not a nap. I brought you home to watch baseball. So Bo lays down on the couch with me. We watch four innings of the Guardians game. It's great. I'm like, all right, this is going to plan. Taylor goes in my bedroom to watch a movie. And I'm like, you good? He's like, yes. Bo and I watch the game. I'm like, here we go. 30 seconds before the first pitch of the San Diego Padres game, my oldest gets up, walks in my bedroom, gets in bed with my youngest. And I go, what are you doing? He goes, we want to watch Step Brothers. I go, what? And I go, what do you mean? And he goes, I go, the game's about to start. And he goes, yeah. I go, you don't want to watch it? He goes, eh, we'd rather watch Step Brothers.
I mean, have you ever seen Step Brothers? It's hilarious.
I know, it's genius. It's genius. So I go, okay. And instead of going, eh, it's probably not an appropriate movie for you to watch, I went, all right, go ahead. And I went into the next room to watch the Padres. So I'm watching the game.
So you've taken your children out of school.
To watch movies in my room.
To watch Step Brothers in your room.
They're like, this is great.
So
the best day ever.
I have a picture.
No stress. A1 parenting here. This is A1 parenting.
Paulie. No stress or anxiety or stupid bunts in Step Brothers.
Correct. I'm going to send Paulie a picture. He's going to put it in the chat, just so you guys can see what I'm dealing with here. So they're in bed. They're watching Step Brothers. And I'm watching the game, and I'm in the living room. They're in my bedroom. My bedroom's kind of dark. It's got curtains and everything else. Not the same size TV, but it's okay. They're making do in there. Then Taylor comes out after about 40 minutes of Step Brothers. How long do we have to sleep? I go, you don't have to sleep. I never said you have to sleep. You don't have to sleep. I didn't bring you home to sleep. I brought you both home to watch the Padres, who are currently on and winning right now.
Oh, my God.
He toddles back to his room. You see that picture?
Yeah, I'm putting it up here.
So then I'm sitting in our living room. Behind me, there are 5, 6, 7 square windows where the sun is directly in. So all you see when you look at my television is light.
Glare.
Boxes of light.
Glare.
5 boxes of light. I sent Paulie the picture. Here it is. That's what I'm looking at in my home. So I'm basically in hell at this point. I'm basically
No shades or drapes or anything
drapes,
you can put on those.
Nothing. Okay. So I'm Benny, I'm rotting. I'm rotting in there. Finally, I get up. And I walk in the other room. I go, you guys are going in there to watch Step Brothers. I'm watching the game in here. So I boot them. I can't turn them off. They're lights. They're cutouts in my home where the light comes in. Windows, I think they call
windows.
Them. Yeah, they're windows.
Not lights.
They're not lights. They're windows.
They look like track lights.
They look like
something.
Track lights. They're not. And so I go, get the hell out of here. I'm watching it in here. So then they go out to the couch, have to restart Step Brothers or whatever. Again, I'm watching the game. I'm yelling in there. I'm having a ball. Taylor comes in. Are we done yet? How long? I want to go ride my bike. I'm like, dude, it's... What time did the game start?
12:08.
It was 1:37. And he's like, I want to go ride my bike. And I go, this is insane. Go back in there. Leave me alone. Don't talk to me. I told you what we were here to do. Then I hear them fighting. And then they start going at it. And then I walk in the room. I see Bo standing up, kicking Taylor on the couch. God. And I... God! And I just go, hey, enough! And I separated them. And I was... I laid into them. I go, this is the last time this will ever happen. I said, you will never be pulled out of school ever again. I said, they could be in the World Series. You will be rotting in... algebra. It's never happening again. I gave you a chance. You blew it. You both blew it. How dumb do you have to be to get out of school like 5 hours early and you guys effed it up? You both effed it up. How do you do this? How do you do this? Bo didn't watch 30 seconds of the game. Taylor watched less than that. It was a horrible, horrible, horrible experience. A horrible experience.
I'm surprised that as your kids that they wouldn't be manipulative enough to know if I am the sweetest angel, I may get to do this every day this month.
At least once a week. At least once a week. If all you guys had to do was cuddle up next to your old man, fire some questions at me, be engaged, it was horrible.
Hannah says in the chat, I got a panicked text from Bo telling me to get home immediately.
Honestly, I'm not surprised. He's got his little watch texting his mom.
Get home immediately. Dad is losing his ass.
I mean,
Dad can't handle this. Get home immediately.
Hey, Billy, if you're listening, what a horrible idea. A horrible idea.
Dad is raging, horrible. Taylor is being rude.
Yeah, Dad, I was so mad. So mad. Listen.
Oh, man.
I love those dudes. Like, there is no tomorrow. But yesterday, I was like, I can't believe you guys messed this up. I really can't. I mean, I gave you the keys to the kingdom. And that's, it makes you think. You're like, I you know, you always talk about good decisions, bad decisions. I go, guys, this was the easiest decision. All you had to do was sit on your... You don't even have to watch the game. I don't care about that. Sit on the couch, shut your pie hole, and watch movies, and snack, and have a bowl. I go, you guys messed this up? You messed this up!
You're on Easy Street.
Easy Street, dude! And I go, I will never, ever pick you guys up school again. So, I'm glad you asked about that. Billy, maybe you want to bring over a drum set for Christmas. Maybe two. How about that? Maybe a xylophone. Maybe a trumpet or a trombone.
A vuvuzela.
Vuvuzela. How about two vuvuzelas? I go, it's just in your... You build it up in your mind of like, this is going to be so kick-ass. This is going to be so much fun. It's going to be bonding. They'll never forget it. Oh, they'll never forget it, all right. But it's never going to happen.
Well, I've got good news for you. Today, you have the much more relaxing opportunity of a 97.3 The Fan watch party. Join Bennett Woods, the Braden Soprano Show, Gwen and Chris, for a watch party at Park 101 in Carlsbad at noon. We're all going to be together watching Step Brothers. We're just going to put it on all the TVs at Park 101. Oh, no. We're going to actually watch the game. Hopefully, our team does not get eliminated.
It's not the worst idea.
Just have Step Brothers. We should have at least on one of the TVs. No.
I'm just saying, if a bar was like, hey, what's today? Tuesday? Wednesday.
Wednesday
night. We're just going to play Step Brothers. I'm like, Hey, babe. All right. Works for me. Pretty fun, actually.
Hey, it's a bi-level sports bar with a rooftop deck, huge screens. We've got North County's best barbecue, craft cocktails, and we're giving away autographed baseballs and autographed Xander Bogaerts jersey, all presented by Estrella Jalisco Light Mexican Lager. That is today. Park 101, 3040 Carlsbad Boulevard in the Carlsbad Village. We will see Woodsy there without his kids.
I will be there. No kids.
Take him out of school. Just come to the watch party.
Hey, let's go to the bar. There'll be my luck. There'd be some giant Jenga that Taylor would just. My nerves are just frazzled. I'm like,
some nerd's like trying to get this last piece, and Taylor just goes and knocks it over.
Dude, I'm telling you, I love them, and they're probably watching right now. I love them so much. I'm sorry that I dressed you down yesterday, but it really was. I'm going to be honest with you. It was really a pathetic display by both of you to ruin the golden path. It was the goal. All you had to do was snack, watch, honestly, whatever movie you wanted. They could have been watching Porky's. I probably wouldn't have cared, dude. I really probably wouldn't have. I just wanted to watch the game with them. And I wasn't, it's not like I didn't get mad because they didn't want to watch the game with me. I kind of knew Taylor, at least. I was like, he's going to go watch Demon Hunter K-pop. I knew that. I knew it was going to happen. Bo disappointed me a little bit. I thought he would at least want to watch a couple of innings of the Padres. He didn't.
Well, your mistake taking them out too early when the Guardians game was still on.
Yeah, he's like, what, I watched four innings of baseball with you? And he did. He really, really did.
All right, we have a pretty fun show planned for you. I think you kind of know what the menu is. Although, if you missed it yesterday, we do have a special guest very excited about coming in studio. We'll tell you about that right after a check of traffic with Kelly here on 97.3 The Fan.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And gonna be honest, we're probably gonna spend the next 90 minutes mostly yelling at each other and yelling at you in the YouTube stream and arguing about Bunting and Jackson Merrill, and it's gonna get kinda awkward and maybe somewhat unpleasant as we go through the game and our crap up of game one of the wild card series at Wrigley Field yesterday. There was some positives in terms of pitching performance, but we can discuss the 3-1 loss to the Chicago Cubs that puts the Padres' season on the brink, and that will be the vast majority of the first half of our program. We'll probably even skip over Don't Do This Today so we can focus in on the postseason. Then at 8 o'clock, joining us in studio, former Padres and Rockies manager Harry Ralston. Buddy Black is going to be in studio for an hour to talk playoff baseball,
yes.
What he's been watching. There's tons of managerial openings now. Another one yesterday is Ron Washington was announced that he is not returning to the Los Angeles Angels. So was that about 4 or 5 jobs that are now open around the big league? Some interesting decisions coming up in Major League Baseball. Buddy Black is going to be with us in studio from 8 until 9 o'clock, so we're going to have to obviously bump, take on Woods. And then in the final hour, we'll look ahead mostly to Game 2 today. We will also get live coverage of the pregame news conferences with Mike Schilt. Jay Cronenworth are both scheduled to speak at the podium, so we'll dip into Chicago. We'll also talk to Sammy Leavitt in postseason mode in Wrigley Field as we did yesterday in our final hour as well. So lots of playoff baseball talk coming up. We will start with a complete wrap-up of Game 1 yesterday, the 3-1 loss to the Chicago Cubs. That is coming up next. Glad to have you with us. We will get through this together. I see a lot of dooming. I'm on the fence myself when it comes to...
I'm fully with you.
I'm on the fence when it comes... I'm very nervous about this game today, obviously. Yeah. It's... You know, things could go. This could be very bad. A 2-and-done for the Padres in the playoffs, or they could win today, and we would be feeling very different going into Game 3 tomorrow. So we'll talk all about it coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fam. First, though, early reminder that if you haven't done so yet, if you have a family, whether you're in your 30s, 40s, or even approaching or in your 50s like Woods and I, and you don't have your estate documents in order, there's an easy and affordable way to get it done and get that peace of mind that knowing your family is going to be taken care of after you're gone.
Yes, my sweet, sweet angels, probably at this point waiting to execute that trust and will, to be honest with you. But no, go to trustandwill.com, use the code RADIO20. When you check out, going to give you 20% off, right? And then you will get your estate documents. You will get them notarized. You will throw them in the desk drawer. You will forget about them until they need them. But let everybody know, hey, it's all done. We're finally taken care of.
You can name guardians for your children. Did you know that if you pass away and you haven't named guardians, your like brother or sister can't come in and say, oh, I will take them. That's what they would want. No, the state decides who gets your children. The state will decide what happens to your possessions, your trust assets like your house, if you don't have it set down. So make sure you get it done. Get that in order. Avoid probate court.
I'll name a guardian, Jose Ramirez. That's who I would want. That's the guardian that I would name ASAP.
Tanner Bibee,
perhaps. Yeah.
You can do it affordably with no lawyer necessary. Just go to trustandwill.com, fill out some simple questions, and have them shipped to you. Use code RADIO20 at checkout for 20% off at trustandwill.com. This Hour on the Fan is brought to you by Staples. The Staples HP Tech event is on. Now at Staples, tech smarter, not harder, with up to 40% off AI-powered PCs, plus up to 35% off select HP printers. America's most trusted printer brand. Offer ends 11-1. Staples, that was easy. I think, see if you guys agree with me. I'm going to acknowledge it once, and then I don't want to talk about it again. But I've seen it 10 million times since the end of the game yesterday. Yes, the Padres have scored one run in their last 33 playoff innings.
Yeah.
It's out there. We've all seen it. We've seen the tweet 100 times if I've seen it once. Yes, the Padres have struggled offensively in their last 3.5 playoff games dating back 12 months ago to the Los Angeles Dodgers. I don't know if that is relevant to today at all. Other than, yes, it is tough to score runs in the playoffs. In 3 of the 4 games yesterday, runs were very hard to come by, especially in the day games when you've got the suns and the shadows in the fall. Tough to score. It always is in the postseason, and runs are always at a premium, especially in an afternoon game like that at Wrigley Field. And it kind of went, Woods, yesterday as we expected it to. In many ways, that game played out, surprisingly almost, the way a lot of people predicted it would.
Yeah, close, well pitched, great defense I mean, great defense.
Cubs are a really good defensive team.
Extremely. Extremely. Dansby Swanson gets the game ball from the skip yesterday. Saved their bacon on more than one occasion yesterday, certainly. But, yeah, it did. And I think, you know, the things that we're going to lament are missed opportunities and poor execution. That's what it's all about. Also, you know what's coming. You know the culture conversation needs to be had at some point today. There is a culture with the San Diego Padres that I don't particularly like at all, and I don't think it's the right strategy for winning baseball games, and hasn't been the right strategy for winning baseball games since the dead ball era. I looked it up last night. I spent an inordinate amount of time looking at this stuff, and the culture of the San Diego Padres is scared. It's scared baseball. It's not smart baseball. There's a reason nobody else does it. There's a reason. The reason is that it's not smart and doesn't win baseball games. It's very simple. Very simple. You know? And that needs to be discussed.
All right, we will talk about it. We will go through the entire game yesterday. Let's get to our Padres crap up. All the highlights and lowlights coming up right after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's a shame if they lose.
You got a problem.
Oh, a shame indeed.
I couldn't agree more.
Here are the lowlights from yesterday's game.
What the heck happened?
Are you kidding me?
Can't even believe it.
It's the Padres
crap up.
Presented by the Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place.
We'll give it 16 minutes of salt and then we'll, you know, get back on the bump and figure it out.
Two and two to Bogart, sixth pitch of the at bat. And Sander hits one on a rope into left center field. That'll get the job done. One hops up against the ivy. Merrill scores easily. Bogart's into second base. Now the throw kicks away. And Sander going to try for third and get there. So back-to-back doubles plus an error, and the Padres a 1-0 lead.
They crack things open here early.
2-1 pitch. Suzuki swings, hits it in the air, deep to left center field, way back in front. About halfway up the bleachers in left, and Seiya Suzuki, his first career postseason home run, a lead shot here in the fifth, and this game is tied 1-1. 2-2 to Carson Kelly. And that's in the air, deep to left field. Sheets is backing up. He is looking for the wall. He is at the wall, and it's going to go. First row behind the basket, and Carson Kelly in his first career postseason game goes deep. The Cubs have hit back-to-back home runs to begin the bottom of the fifth inning, and they now lead 2-1. 1-2 to Horner with guys on second and third, one out. The pitch from Estrada swung on, lifted in the air to center field, not too deep. Merrill coming on, he'll make the catch. Swanson's tagging. Here's the throw to the plate. It skips off the mound, up the first baseline, and a sack fly for Horner makes it 3-1 Cubs. Here's the 2-2. Bogarts takes on the outside corner. Strike three called, and game one goes to the Cubs. A magnificent performance by the Chicago bullpen. They retire all 14 batters that they face, and the back-to-back homers by Suzuki and Kelly in the bottom of the fifth turn out to be enough.
Yeah, Jackson's on his own there, seeing the game, getting it over. It worked out to the point where we got Manny over and Logie Infield hit. We got a chance to, you know, extend the lead. That's what we're looking to do. And we just couldn't, you know, we got our second fly with two outs.
You can make the argument that the first four innings went very well for the Padres and are also where the Padres lost the game yesterday against the Chicago Cubs. Kind of ironically, they got out to the lead that we really wanted to see them get out to. There in the second inning, Jackson Merrill blooping a little double down the right field line. Good hustle right out of the box.
Yep.
Good aggressive playoff base running. And then Xander Bogaerts delivers the sharpest hit ball of the game by the San Diego Padres. That RBI double into the gap to make it 1-0 and put himself on third base after the PCA error with nobody out.
Nobody out.
So a golden opportunity at the minimum, of course, you're thinking, okay, Padres should be up at least 2-0 here. In the second inning.
Got to get it in.
Got to get that run in. And I think that the story of the game, obviously, will be not getting that runner in and then not getting another runner in the fourth inning with a runner at third and less than two outs. I hesitate to just throw the blame, though, on the loss on Ryan O'Hearn.
Right.
His at-bat was not, both of his at-bats in those situations were not bad. In the second inning, hit a 102-mile-an-hour rocket through a drawn-in infield. He's trying to go up the middle there. He's trying to hit it hard there, and he did both of those things. And Dansby Swanson made a terrific play that kept the runner at third base, kept Xander Bogaerts at third base. I don't blame Xander for not – I mean, the contact play is not something you usually put on with nobody out. And even if it was, that ball was hit so hard, and Dansby was up quickly – Xander might have been a dead duck at home had he been going in that situation.
Which we would have absolutely flipped out about, getting thrown out at home. Also, remember, Xander's got a bit of a bum wheel, right? And now, it's well enough for him to play shortstop. It's well enough for him to run the bases. But at that point, I don't think his secondary was such that he was going to...
And you know you've got another chance coming
up with
one out to get that run in. So you play that conservatively.
Hindsight, take your shot, right? Obviously, everybody says that.
I mean, you know, the strategy is sound to not have the contact play on. And again, I think he would have been out at home just based on how hard the ball was hit and how quickly Dansby Swanson got up with it. So, I you know, it's 490 XBA on that play, on that hit by
O'Hearn. That's expected batting average.
That's almost
500.
That's a great XBA. That's a hit a lot of the time. And the Padres have a rally going. Who knows what happens? But credit to Dansby Swanson, made the play. Next up, of course, is Gavin Sheets. Now, this we talked about it before the game. This is a lefty lane, lefty, 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 O'Hearn, Sheets, Cronenworth, that is going to be vulnerable to Cubs starting pitchers like Matthew Boyd and today's, well, bulk pitcher, Shota Imanaga, as well as their bullpen. And it comes into play as Gavin Sheets hits a weak pop-up, I believe, in that situation.
Yep.
That is no chance of scoring the runner at third.
Just brutal.
And then, of course, Jake Cronenworth comes up. He hits a chopper up the middle, and you don't score that run from third. And
it's
now
so
you're feeling
deflating.
Like it's a huge wasted opportunity.
Yeah, super, super deflating there. again, lack of execution, okay? But, you know, you still got a lead, and Nick Pivetta is pitching like a straight-up G. He is throwing heat at the top of the zone, which is what I said yesterday. Get up. They cannot hit high velo. Now, Carson Kelly finally made an adjustment and got one, but the pitch that Suzuki hit out was leaked low and in, and he just turned on it and hit it a mile. So, I mean, it was so effective, just pitching, you know, high velo at the top of the zone. The Cubs were flummoxed by him. And, yeah, he made, in my opinion, one mistake. I know two balls got hit out, but I think only one of them was a mistake pitch. Sometimes these guys are very good, and they make adjustments and say, all right, I'm going to key in on one area. I got it here. He made a good pitch. He still hit it out. So I don't even think that was a mistake to Kelly. I think the pitch to Seiya was a mistake. It leaked down. It leaked in. And he got it, and it happens. But, you know, two solo shots there, it sucks, but it's not the worst outcome because you still have a way to score runs, and you just didn't.
Nick Pivetta said as much after the game. Pitch to Suzuki was definitely a mistake, not where he wanted it.
Yeah.
Said the pitch to Kelly.
It was good.
He made a bad swing on a fastball before, wanted to put it right there. And, sometimes the batter does beat you. But overall, I would say Nick Pivetta, as good of a start as we've seen from a Padres pitcher in the second half of the season. 9 strikeouts, no walks. He did not. Remember, we talked about how the last time at Wrigley Field, he walked some guys. He wasn't aggressive. This time, he was extremely aggressive in the strike zone. What, just 2-3 ball counts? Loved what I saw from Nick Pivetta.
Yep.
Yes, the solo home runs will haunt him for a while, but I'm not blaming Nick Pivetta for this game. He was everything the Padres needed him to be. Again, it's the offense. And let me go back an inning. Let me go back an inning before those home runs.
Yeah.
We want to talk about the fourth inning for a number of reasons. Manny Machado starts with a walk.
Yep.
Kind of, I think, fakes the bunt there in that situation, draws ball three, and then gets ball four from Boyd to get on to lead off the inning. Jackson Merrill then comes up, your cleanup hitter, one of your hottest hitters, lefty on lefty for sure, but he had doubled in his first at-bat, wasn't a sharply struck double.
Just so you know, before we go into this, in the month of September, Jackson Merrill had a 160 WRC+, a 395 WOBA, 626 slug, and 20% barrel rate. Just so you know, the month of September, he's coming in hot. Hot as fire, right? He's coming in feeling himself.
Like WRC, like 100 is league average.
100 is average, okay?
So 160.
He's been very good. He's been mashing the baseball. He's playing with a lot of confidence. Led off with a double. Came around to score the Padres' first run and only run of the game. He's in the four hole. The three hole hitter gets on first base, not a double, a single or a walk. So he's on first base.
So let's talk about first what we do know and what we don't know. What we don't know is what Jackson Merrill would have done had he swung away in that at bat. Very well could have made an out. It's lefty on lefty. It's a tough at bat. Could have grounded into a double play. Could have struck out. Could have done things worse than advancing the runner from first to second. He also could have hit a home run, a two-run homer. He could have hit a double to the gap to put runners at second and third. We will never know, but there are certainly plenty of outcomes that were both positive and negative. Jackson Merrill did not let that play out, though, of course. Laid down a bunt, sacrifice bunt, that moved Manny to second with one out in the inning.
In the fourth inning.
That was then followed by Xander Bogaerts, an infield single that moved the runners to first and third. At that point, you're thinking, oh, maybe the bunt wasn't a terrible idea because now you have a runner at third base with less than two outs and a chance to add to your lead that you wouldn't have had Jackson Merrill made an out there. So maybe the productive out wasn't a bad call. Of course, for the second time in four innings, the Padres are unable to get the run home. And I also, again, want to not throw this all on Ryan O'Hearn, who was the batter again with the runner at third. He made an adjustment, got the ball in the air, this time blooped one to center with an XBA of 840, a ball that is almost always a hit. But once again, Dansby Swanson makes a really sensational play.
That's a good player making a good
play
in the
playoffs. To rob him of a single. And I go, you can say lack of execution. He adjusted, he got the ball in the air. It just didn't work out. I can't just throw this all on Ryan O'Hearn, who had a 490 and an 840 XBA in his two at-bats, the two most important at-bats of the game, you'll take that every time from a batter in that situation. And
I'm not going to throw this all on Ryan O'Hare.
Yes, it will work out in your favor most of the time. It didn't work out yesterday.
Yeah, correct.
So,
real quick on that play, do you think Leaper should have sent Manny?
So somebody said Manny's not super fast. He runs the bases well, but he's not fast. So he said, well, all his momentum is going away. I go,
I mean, that ball again rolled in.
Maybe hindsight, sure. Hindsight, give it a shot.
Tatis is going there.
Probably right. making
yeah,
it.
Probably but, on his yeah. own. Yeah. He's probably making that decision on his own. That's just how he runs the bases. But I was texting with some friends, and Buddy goes, he's like, that's Leaper. He's too conservative. It's going to bite us. And it has. We've seen it.
But again, you'd hate to have two guys thrown, you know, if you had sent Xander and then you had sent Manny, you'd hate to have two guys thrown out at home in the first four
innings.
Just like
the Guardians had a guy thrown at home in the ninth
inning.
Based on the results, maybe a little more aggressive.
Yeah, be a little bit more aggressive. And, you know, again.
But they weren't aggressive. They were conservative. Jackson was conservative.
Yes.
And after the game, Mike Shildt and Jackson were both asked about it. Mike Shildt said that was Jackson on his own.
Jackson Merrill bunt there in the fourth, the runner on first, was that something he did, something that was called in, and sort of what was the thinking behind it?
Yeah, Jackson's on his own there, seeing the game, getting it over. It worked out to the point where he got Manny over and Bogey infield hit. We got chance to, you know, extend the lead. That's what we're looking to do. And we just couldn't, you know, we got our sack fly with two outs.
That would be the Gavin Sheets when I thought he might have gotten that when he hit it off the bat. Mm-hmm. But no, just a fly ball to center field. And the Padres end up empty again there in the fourth inning, unable to get that run home from third. Woods, now here's what we do know. We said what we don't know, what Jackson would have done. We do know the math is very clear. That in the long run, the bunt there is a negative value play.
Yeah.
And that has been well established by baseball mathematicians, statisticians, that you are going to score less runs in the long term by laying down a sacrifice bunt in a situation like that, especially with a batter like Jackson Merrill at the plate. I have no argument with you there.
Again, it's all dependent on who's at the plate, right? If it's Freddie Fermin, fire away. Fire away. Really, I have no problem with it. If it's Jake Cronenworth in the eight hole, really have no problem with it. I mean, Jay, I think Jake's got some pop. Jake can do some damage. I've seen him do damage. I've seen him show up in the playoffs. I'd be a little bit, you know, but my cleanup hitter laying down a sacrifice bunt to get a guy from first to second in the fourth inning, we're infected.
I thought Bill nailed it in the chat. Nobody's cleanup hitter in the postseason.
Nobody.
Of all of these teams will even try to bunt.
I am.
Once.
I am.
Bonner as well.
We are. It's the same rap that I gave a few weeks ago.
Now, Jackson wasn't the cleanup hitter 2 weeks ago. He was your sixth hitter 2 weeks ago. With it, if he was your sixth hitter.
I don't want, Jackson Merrill to ever square to bunt again. I don't want it as a part of his game. He's far too dynamic of a player to bunt. And here's the problem. The same rap as a few weeks ago. It's a mindset that has infected this team. Jackson is a young player. You know what Pavlov's dogs are? You ring the bell, the dogs start running. They want their treat. He's a young player, man. In his mind, it has been so rewarded for the old, atta baby, hey, great job, giving yourself up. That's what you do. It's Pavlov's dogs, man. They ring the bell, he gets his pat on the butt, and they moves the chain. Yeah, oh, yes, I got it. It's a mindset. And the way that I know it's a mindset is that we sacrifice bunt 50% more than any other team in baseball, including the Marlins, including the Rockies, including everyone. It's not. And then they categorize it as winning baseball because they won 90 games. We might have won 103 games had we not had this mentality of single bunt. You know what I mean? Like, it's infected our team. This is not 1984 anymore. It's just not. And so we've got sluggers on this team that no longer slug. We've got potential superstars that have now have the mindset of, I'll just give an out away. That's a good idea. I've been told that's a great plan and a great strategy to give outs away. So I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it because I like the feeling that I get of, hey, great job, dude. It's rewarded. You know, we're always here about this. The ball talk sessions and all that, you know, We've seen Arise do it, three-time batting champion, as we've been told, over and over. We've seen him do it, sacrificing in the first inning. Again, I'm not saying everybody needs to go up there and try to yak the ball out of the ballpark, because that leads to some ugly baseball as well. There's a time and place for it. It's not from Jackson, and it's not in the fourth inning. That's my beef. And it's infected this team. It's infected. It's a mindset that has infected this team.
I think you're spot on.
It has to be, dude. It just...
I know what Mike Schilt would say, and part of me agrees with it. You want a team that is willing to sacrifice for each other.
Of course.
And give them, not worry about their own stats in order to benefit the team. That is a good culture. And Mike Schilt has established, in that sense, a good culture that has played winning baseball the last 2 years for the San Diego Padres. I just think we have to take the word literally sacrifice yourself out of that culture. Have that mindset. I am here for the team, whatever the team needs. I am willing to sacrifice myself. But don't actually sacrifice yourself for the team, because that doesn't help the team.
And listen, that mentality has nothing to do with the absolutely dismal performance from the top of our order. So I don't want to put all of this on Jackson Merrill. It was not a great play. It didn't work out. But the top of our order has to be better. Fernando Tatis Jr. had some of the worst ABs I've ever seen him have. Going after the away pitch, trying to pull that pitch, he was so jumpy, so antsy, and I get it. He's fired up. He's had success in the playoffs. He probably thought, this sets up. He did. Matthew Boyd sets up really well for Fernando Tatis Jr. He got jumpy. It happens to the greatest of them, all of them. Get a little jumpy in the playoffs. He did. He had terrible ABs. Manny, got to be better. Arise, can't have it. Those three guys right there sunk this team yesterday.
We'll talk about the lack of offense late in the game. Continue our discussion of game one of the wild card series. Remember, Bud Black going to join us in studio in just over 1 hour. Ben and Woods continuing on a playoff Wednesday here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.